Hey, Robert Gemney here for Wordish. I was listening to the Dig Deep conversation with Chuck Marone and Aaron Brown this weekend, and, well, this poem that I had written a while ago popped into my head. Tell me what you think. And then contribute your own work to Wordish at kaxe.org. The girl on the radio sang a song about how the abandoned factory buildings of her hometown made her hometown dreary, which as a consequence made her the same, and made her write a song, which as a further consequence was as well. She pined for the days when those buildings throbbed with life and productivity, were repositories of endeavor, were regular beehives, and came in a close third behind church and bar in representing the plexus of the community. It quickly became obvious she had never set foot inside any one of those factories. No self-respecting singer-songwriter ever would if they could avoid it. It's not in their nature, for the truth is, factory work sullies the spirit, and singer-songwriters do not like to have their spirit sullied, except for love. But this is not about singer-songwriters. It's about the factories in which singer-songwriters never set foot, never to experience the smoke or the chemistry or the dirt or the grease or the noise or the heat or the vibration or the ritualized monotony particular to any one of these places whose endeavors have now left us. Those businesses are gone, much like her song is or will be shortly. The buildings left sequentially to squatters, artists, antiquers, redevelopers, professionals, the jobs off to foreign lands, the workers sloughed off to retail, which someday, will bust too, if it hasn't already, and gone overnight will be the merchant giants to some virtual subdivision, leaving behind their shells like so many cicadas on the outskirts of town. I can't wait to hear the nostalgic songs about what a great time we had working the jewelry counter at Pomida, running the register at Target, or hear the news that a group of artists has colonized the abandoned Walmart building in Grand Rapids, Minnesota.